guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctors. Guys, we all need our vitamins after surgery, regardless of what you think.
Yes.
It's a must.
Yes. So why not choose the easiest and the best tasting in the community?
Seriously, it's ProCare, guys. ProCare is so delicious. I use their chewable for over a year. That's how I know.
Yes, and I love their capsules.
Yes.
Love them. They're once a day. I take them at night. Yes, the calcium chews, they have mocktail ones.
So go over to procarenow.com and use our code OSLP to save some money.
Are you feeling lost, alone? Maybe a little unsupported in your bariatric journey?
Well, if you are, we have a great resource for you. It's called the Tribe Membership, and they have support groups every single day with experts in their field who also had bariatric surgery. Comes with journal prompts, workouts, and recipes. You name it, they got it.
You'll never feel alone again once you join the Tribe. Now go over to thesleevedietitian.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we have to talk about a really cool event that we are a part of.
Yeah, we just signed all the things.
We finalized everything.
So we can actually tell you.
Talk about it. So excited. Tickets are live right now, and it is called the Chai Weekender.
Yes.
Powered by ProCare. And you guys know how much we love ProCare.
Yeah.
So.
And the fact that they're helping sponsoring this Chai Weekender, which is actually, we're going to be in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes. And there's a bunch of activations that are happening over the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And we get to be part of the activation.
We do. So we are going to be doing a live podcast.
Yes.
At the Moxie Hotel. Mm-hmm. That is where all the room blocks are at. It's so exciting. I'm super ready to just be in Chicago because I've never been.
I know, we've never been. This is going to be a new place for us.
Yes. And it's kind of more of a small group.
It is. So there's only 30 tickets.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
So if you are close to Chicago or can hop on a flight, I would say do it.
Yeah. Or drive if you're close. We know Cheyenne, if you're listening, we know you're close enough. Drive.
Come hang out with us.
The Twisted Sisters, if you're listening, come join us.
Come hang out.
We know you live in Chicago.
Yes.
And what's really cool is actually I want Kel to explain this, but I'm going to explain it wrong. But where we get to do the podcast at, like in the podcast, they have a podcast like studio, basically.
I mean, it's on wheels.
Yes.
It moves. So, but we're going to be in the main part of the hotel. Mm-hmm. We're going to be using their recording equipment.
Yep.
And everybody just gets to come hang out and wait until you hear what our topic is.
I know. It's going to be fun.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm just super excited to be there and I want to meet all of you. So if you are close, again, go get tickets.
Go get
tickets. We will have that in our link in bio on Instagram. We will also have it linked below. So make sure you're clicking that link and getting your tickets because they're going to go quick.
Like I said, there's only 30 and we know there's already a few already gone.
Yes.
So
don't wait on this. Don't wait on this and come spend a weekend in Chicago with us.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So now
ASMBS.
We have to tell you guys about ASMBS because we're going there at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So last week of June,
yes,
your ladies are going to be in Vegas.
Yes. And if you have listened to our last episode with Dr. Pesta, you will know that the ASMBS Foundation has now turned into the Trio Foundation.
Yes, it has.
And their name means so much because all they want to do is
it's
funding research.
Yeah. And it's teaching, researching, educating for obesity.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I am so excited for the name.
I know. Like I'm glad they did the name change.
Yeah. Because it got kind of confusing. We're like, wait a minute. So you're not the board?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? So, and Dr. Pesta explained it all to us in the first episode we did with him of why there's the ASMBS Foundation and what the difference is. So I'm glad that there's a clear cut difference now.
Yes, me
Trio
too.
And ASMBS. So
it's perfect.
So we are excited because we are going to be at their gala.
Mm-hmm. And there's that gold ticket or
golden ticket for their raffle.
Yes.
And they're okay. Let me pull it up. I know this is supposed to be a quick thing, but I want to tell you what you could, that they're raffling off.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Cause it is $100 for this golden ticket. Mm-hmm. But the things that are being raffled up are worth way more.
Yes. So they're raffling off some trips, and you can either do Cabo.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm down with that.
Italy.
Oh, I always want to go.
Or Palm Springs.
Okay.
And it is each of them have a different amount of nights that you can go to. So like Cabo's 4 nights for 2 adults. Tuscany, Italy is 6 nights for two adults.
Damn.
And Palm Springs is 3 nights for 2 adults.
Okay.
And you get to pick and choose which trip you want.
When you win.
Yes. So you definitely, if you are going to ASMBS, if you're going to be at the gala, make sure you go over to the Trio Foundation website, which again, we'll have a link below to get your golden ticket.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Last one.
Last thing. And you know Kelly really has been wanting to say this whole time because she normally starts with it.
I do.
But it's the, I don't know, it's the award show.
Yes.
Guys, we have an award show.
The thing that we've been talking about for months now. It is called the Just Be You Bariatric Awards.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just saying, for those of you that live under a rock.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's called.
And just decided to get on the podcast, you know, streaming.
Yes.
And was like, hey, these girls.
These girls have something going. Yes, we do. And Karen is flashing at me. I will drink you in a second, Karen.
We're talking about the award show because it's so important.
It is important. So we have been rolling out emails for nominees.
Yep.
We have top 5 this year, 26 categories, which is way more than we did last year. Mm-hmm. We have been talking with the presenters that we chose.
Yep.
So excited for
that. So check your emails, guys. Yes. Check your spam. Because you may, if you apply to be a presenter, an email did go out.
An email went out. So check your spam.
If you haven't, email us. We will let you know, yay or nay.
Yes.
And because we only have 26 categories and we had like 100 people apply to be
way
more than we need, which is great.
Yeah, it's
great. But you guys made it really hard for us.
You did. We actually went through it and there was some great stories. I mean, the journeys that people have been on, that's what powers this award show.
Yep.
It's not us. Mm-mm. It's not about us. It's about you guys and the journey and the tribulations that you guys have been through to get to that other side.
Yep. I mean, it's all about the effort and the struggles and the successes. And we want to showcase that because, again, people think either one, that we're dead, we're dying.
Yeah.
I said that a lot last year.
Or
regaining.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is like people think it's just like, it's Instagram perfection. Like,
yeah, you're not pushing a button and we're not just becoming this skinny, attractive person.
Yeah.
Like just
overnight.
This is not the Little Mermaid.
No.
Like,
this is not a Disney movie.
This is not a Disney movie. This is real life. We work really fucking hard.
We do.
At the journeys. And it's about time somebody, and if anybody was going to create it, it would be us.
I know, right?
To really showcase the people that make up this community and just celebrate it.
Yeah. So it is on September 30th in Washington, D.C.
Long story short.
It's the Howard freaking Theater. It's amazing.
It's so cool. And we're so excited because we leave on Sunday and we're going to go see it again, make some last minute decisions.
That's right.
Final decisions on the award show. So hop over to jbyawards.com and get your ticket. We are going to be adding nominees on there very soon.
Yes.
I know you guys are asking, like, who are the nominees? We have to wait until we get all the photos back. We have to wait until we hear from them because we can't just shove them into an award show.
If they don't want to be.
Yes. And that we did come across that in the last one is there are some people that don't want to be.
Yeah, they don't want to be showcased.
Out.
They don't want to feel like they're above anything. And so we're like, no, it's totally fine.
Yep.
Totally
and this fine. Is, and I just want to clarify, this is not an popularity contest.
No.
Like, this is not that you're up here and everybody's down here. This is purely just a way to celebrate the people that make up this community.
Well, yeah, it's to celebrate all of us. And if you guys looked, once we have the nominees rolled out and you see it, it's literally a whole gambit. It's
there's so many different types of people
that only have a couple hundred followers to people that have hundreds of thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. So it's hugely dynamic. Mm-hmm. It's well diverse. We were very excited because like some of the rules that we put in place really helped us.
They did.
Want to thank you guys for your suggestions because your survey was heard and we made our changes. So like there's top five. No one can be in more than two categories unless it's like a collaborative thing.
Yeah.
Like the whole podcast thing or we have one for lives now. So that makes sense. But other than that, like we have a lot of people that we've never seen before, which is really me and Kelly's goal.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And it's so fun to watch these people get called out and then we're like, wait a minute, who is this person? We've never heard of them. And then it just, it's more fun that way.
It is, because we did our research. We're like, oh, they're not on Instagram, they're on TikTok. Oh, okay, cool.
Well, and sometimes we had to look and see, like, do they have PCOS?
Yeah.
Have they had a revision? There's certain categories that I don't think people read all the way.
Yeah.
I think I'm just rambling at this point.
It's so, okay. We're going to get into it.
Go over to the website, buy your ticket. You do not want to miss this weekend. So fun. We're going to have the award show after party right after in the Howard Theater, both things.
With a DJ, with dance a DJ. Floor, photo booth, the whole thing.
Yes. And it is catered.
Yes.
So we will have food. We will have music. We will have dancing. We will have photos, all the good things making it happen. Go over and get your ticket.
Fun and yummy at the same time.
Fun and yummy. I like that. Okay.
So today is kind of about food and eating disorders and what that feels like and trigger sentences that you shouldn't be doing in front of people.
So before we start, I want to give a trigger warning
right
there.
Now.
Yes, there is a trigger warning. We will be talking about eating disorders and some triggering things that people say to you. So if that is going to trigger you,
turn it off.
Close it out right now.
Yep.
So
we're going to just go over it to make sure people understand.
Yes. And I want people to know.
It does mess with people.
It does mess with people. And I want people to know I've experienced an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. You have food addiction.
Yep. And I feel like I have something.
Well, I think you definitely binged.
Yeah.
From what I can
Right.
The
I feel like
I've
was
heard,
a binger.
And we've kind of known each other a while.
20 something plus years. That's fine.
You know, no big deal.
Nothing small.
So I feel like binging, because most of the time when you hear it, it's binging and purging.
Right.
Which I was bulimic for many years.
Yeah.
I went through therapy and eventually found my other way out. But then that turned into binging also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most of the time you hear binging, you hear purging.
Correct.
So you didn't have the purging, but you definitely binged.
I binged. That's what I'm realizing as an adult now. That's
high
what
emotion.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. You were stressed out and
just eating everything and anything.
Yeah. And I did the same thing.
And not realizing, oh yeah, this affects my body directly.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. So it's funny because when we were talking about doing this episode, you had a story in your mind.
I did.
About one of the things that people say to you when you have an eating disorder or just going through this bariatric journey.
Yes.
Things that you shouldn't say.
Yep.
Just and don't say.
And of course, I was the one that shouldn't say something.
Yeah, she did. So.
And it was this past weekend. So
yes,
it's fresh.
It was. It is fresh.
And it was my brother. So I feel like I get a little pass.
Well, you guys all know Matt.
Yeah. My brother, Matt, the older one, you know, he had lap band, got it removed, now has VSG, has been very successful. Mm-hmm. And he was eating out of a bowl.
Yeah. He didn't do the tortilla. He just had a bowl.
He had a bowl.
Of all the toppings.
All the toppings because we did a taco bar for Maya's graduation.
Yes.
And I actually got a shell and he did not. And he put it in a bowl. And then when he came over, I instantly was like, oh, is that your bariatric bowl there, sir? Just like fucking with him. And instantly he was like, you're not supposed to comment on my food. And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Not
as much
all.
As I bitch about it, I shouldn't be doing it to others, even if it is my brother.
Well, so this goes to show that people make mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're all human.
Yeah.
So, and what's the favorite pastime that you and Matt have had? Making fun of each other.
Yep.
So, but you realized it.
I did.
And you stopped and then you actually
and
went
and got
a bowl.
I did.
I'm in. And then he was like, oh, there's your bariatric bowl. And yeah. I was like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because sir. I was like, hey, you technically inspired me to go get the bowl. I don't need the tortilla. It's not necessary.
I had a tortilla.
But I mean, it's a great boat to put in your mouth. It's delicious.
It is. Yeah. And Zach actually put the tortilla on the Blackstone and then melted cheese on it.
Yeah. Yours was like specialized.
And then he folds it. So when you open it, it's all cheesy and gooey. And then you put the toppings in the middle with some sour cream on it. And oh, it was so good. It was amazing food. But let's talk about the triggering sentences that people, let me pull it up, because I want to talk about these because a lot of them go for both bariatrics and eating disorders.
Yes. And I wanted to jump on something right before you start, though.
Yeah.
Because also during the party, what was interesting is my Aunt Nini was very excited that people kept going back for seconds and thirds. And she was like, oh, my God, people are getting seconds, thirds. This is incredible. I'm so happy. And it's interesting because I've heard people say like before where, oh, you're going back for seconds. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going back for thirds. Like that comment didn't happen.
No, it was the positive.
It was actually a positive thing. Yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah. I think in her culture that seconds and thirds means that they're enjoying the food and you're feeding people correctly.
Yes, because my Aunt Nini is Filipino and her culture is very much surrounded by food and making sure people eat. Like she literally will cry and get upset if you do not eat that night. Like she will be like, I will make you something.
Yeah, she just wants to feed you. And I think
that's her love language.
We can all kind of relate with that because I think a lot of the times our love language is food.
Because totally is.
Whether you have an eating disorder, whether you've gone through bariatrics, because you don't go through bariatrics if you don't have a problem with food.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, there could be the unicorn out there that doesn't have that and they just are fighting obesity. But I feel like food is a direct correlation with the size.
I feel like it is.
Prepping and measuring your food post-op is a beast all in itself. Portion Perfection has actually made it super, super simple. They have bowls, plates, and even a lunch bag called the Kit and Carry where you can have all of the system ready to go.
Especially when you're on a road trip, that thing is a lifesaver.
Yes.
So if you want to get these things to help your journey, just go over to portionperfection.com and use our code 15OSLPOD. And again, that's 15OSLPOD. And you can also go over to our Amazon storefront to pick out any of those that you would like to use.
We found a company that was founded by a bariatric surgeon for his patients. He is just trying to make their lives easier. And so they have created a whole array of snacks and dinners and just all the foods you could possibly want that have protein in them and are delicious.
Yeah. And they're so freaking good that we took them on tour with us because we tried them on a live. So you guys can always go back and watch that. Mm-hmm. And we liked every single bar.
We were shocked.
We don't want you guys to miss out. So go over to berrylife.com, use OSLP and get your discount.
While we were in Florida, we got to visit one of our favorite bariatric surgeons, Dr. Donald Fridley at Surgical Associates of Bayonet Point. They tailor make all their plans to the unique needs of each patient.
They have this cool thing there. It's an in-body scanner and you get to do it pre-op and post-op. So that way you can see all the differences and all the changes that happen. And he's also one of the surgeons that does his surgery with robotics. And we got to play with that
too. We did.
So we're so excited and we want you to have such a special care that they give. So go over to sabpweightloss.com right now
or give their office a call at 727-819-9107.
That's right. So, and tell them that the OSLP girl sent you and they're going to take great care of you. I feel like we can't deny that.
I'm just saying like there could be some other medical issue.
Oh yeah.
Of why they're obese beyond just stuffing their face.
Of course.
Of course. But I think that food is a direct line to bariatrics. Mm-hmm. Like there is a problem with food.
Yeah.
And I can say I definitely had a problem with food.
I do.
So, and Mel did too. So,
still do.
Let's go over some of these triggering sentences that I've actually heard most of these. And the first one, I have a flip side to.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this first one is you're not even that skinny. You don't have an eating disorder.
Oh, I've heard that so many times to people. Like, not me, because I've been a big
girl woman all my life, but I've heard people say that to other people.
And I think it's both like, oh, you're not big. You don't have an eating disorder.
Yeah. Or how could you?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's the thing is like eating disorders, it doesn't discriminate. Like it can be for anybody. Like literally anybody is
any gender or race, sexual orientation. Yep. It does not discriminate.
It does not discriminate.
Doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, I was young when I had my eating disorder. I think it was before high school. Mm-hmm. I know that much. So, and I wasn't like, unlike Mel, I didn't grow up obese.
Right.
My mom very much kept our food in check at home.
Yeah.
She cooked from home. We didn't have money for
And I fast think food, what I've realized over doing a lot of the GLP-1 conversations is that you have insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. And I am like, my genes are like literally just obese.
Yeah. Well, but if you think about it, like if you look at my family, how we grew up, and your family, how you grew up, you guys ate out a lot.
Yep. Yep.
And or made like very heavy foods.
Oh, yeah.
Like deep fried. I loved going over to your house because I got to eat shake and bake.
Yeah.
Shake and bake pork chops.
Yep.
I never even heard of shake and bake before I started going over to Mal's house.
Yep.
But my mom was very much like on a budget. And we did not eat more than what we, like, we were not in abundance of food. So it was, I did not grow up in that same way. Whereas you grew up eating those foods. You started off very young.
Yeah.
Eating foods that were not healthy for you. So I think it, 1,000%. I definitely agree with your genes.
Yeah.
Like, because if you look at your family.
What we've learned is that obesity is kind of like diabetes to where like, you don't have it, you don't have it, you don't have it. And then all of a sudden you have it and then you can't reverse.
You can't reverse being obese.
Being obese.
Like
it doesn't even matter like for the BMI wise. Like you can be under whatever regular, but still in your body, you are obese.
You are going to battle obesity for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And I definitely agree with that because I've gone through that. I wasn't obese growing up. And then I moved out and I could afford to eat. I was like, oh, I can eat fast food all I want.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to eat these like deep fried potatoes all the time and rice. And like, there was never like an abundance of veggies in my diet growing. Like
you actually would take it off of your burgers.
Yeah. You guys want to hear my Carl's Jr. order?
Yeah.
This is what I ordered every day during school. The school year. It was a famous star with cheese, no pickles, no onions, no lettuce, no tomato.
Yep. And she would say that fast.
Yep.
And then we go, no veggies.
No veggies.
No veggies.
No veggies.
No veggies.
So it's very interesting that was the start of it. Like it was. when I was working, I could buy what food I wanted.
And it happens to a lot of us when we move out because we have our own money now. And now we're like, I can have whatever.
Yeah. Or freshman 15. Mm-hmm. Like you're eating all the time because you have the food plan.
Yep.
And you just go in, you eat nothing is dictated by your family anymore.
Yeah, there's no one like looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. So now you have to be aware and make your own decisions. And most of us don't until we're in our 30s. So doesn't really matter.
Pretty much.
We're fucking shit up in our 20s. Pretty
much. Yeah. So, okay. So you're not even that skinny. You don't have an eating disorder. Now, this is something that I have heard after surgery. And I'm thinking that most of us can agree with this.
I know you're about to say, yeah.
Yeah. You weren't even that big.
Why
did you have weight loss surgery? Yep. You didn't need weight loss surgery. You weren't even that big. Like there's several ways that people can twist it, but it's still not okay to say.
No. It's one, you're not supposed to be commenting on other people's fucking like health, like little surgeries.
No, don't comment on their body. Don't comment on their surgery.
Yeah.
Like,
just be positive.
Be positive. And if you don't have anything nice to say, shut the fuck up. I'm at with it.
Shut your fucking face.
Because it's funny because, and we've talked about this before, when you're close with somebody and you see them all the time, when they start to gain, you don't really notice the gaining until they have surgery.
Or you see those photos.
Yeah.
Videos.
Yeah. But I think you see them as a person. You see them as your friend. You don't see them as a fat person.
No, you don't.
So when they have surgery, and I dealt with this because I remember going into my salon and I was getting smaller.
Yeah.
And I remember showing my hairdresser the side by side of me. And I think it was the one, it was the previous year's photos to this year's.
Okay.
And so it was a year difference and it was a very clear difference.
Yeah.
And I remember her saying, "You, I never saw you as that big."
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because you saw me as your friend, as your, as your client. Yep. Like you didn't see me as like, that's a fat person.
Yeah. I, cause my favorite line is, I never thought you were that big.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, I don't even recognize you. Cool. Cause we used to talk all the time.
Yeah.
When I was bigger.
Yeah.
And you never had a problem recognizing me.
Yeah. But I think like when people start, when you go through the journey and they start seeing you kind of melt.
Yep.
Like it's hard for their brain to catch up because it happens so quickly after surgery.
Yeah. And I guess like it is too much to ask because our brains can barely keep up with our own weight loss and then body dysmorphia throws us. And so how could we expect anything different from our friends and family that are close to us? Like, I get it. I just get annoyed when I hear that line. I'm just like, stop it. I was that fucking big. And the reason why, like, you guys don't think that is because, like, you guys love me. You care about me. And at some point of my weight, it turned off.
Yeah.
Just like it did for me. Like, I didn't believe I was that big until I, like, saw it on the scale and saw a photo and a video. And I was like, I really am 300 pounds. This is wild. I can't believe I let myself get this big. So, like, I totally understand it. It's just, like, those lines sometimes just cut you.
They're not positive. Like, I think I don't even recognize you. That's not as triggering for me.
No, it's the other line. Yeah.
It's the, I didn't even know you were that big, or I didn't, you weren't even that big. Why did you have surgery?
Yeah.
Because I'm saving my fucking life.
Yeah.
That's what's happening
right
now.
And me and my doctor have discussed it.
Yes.
And that's they think I should.
Yep. That is the perfect line.
Yep.
Yep. Because me and my surgical team have discussed it and I qualify and I'm going to have this happen to save my own life.
Correct.
And I think once you say that, it'll shut down anything.
I think it will 100% because people don't talk like that often.
No. And I think you have to be direct. Like
you do.
We all have that mother-in-law, sister-in-law, whatever person that is going to be naysaying or say those fucked up things. And I think if you look at them in the eye and be like, well, me and my surgeon have discussed this and I'm saving my life by having this surgery.
Yeah.
What could they possibly say back?
I know.
Be like, well, I guess they could say like, oh, this is a, you're risking your life having surgery. Oh, well,
I'm risking my life not having
surgery. This is actually safer than a gallbladder surgery. So,
but also it's a hell of a risk if I don't take it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that because it is, you are risking your life by not having the surgery.
Yeah, because you could literally have a heart attack, a stroke, fucking pass out somewhere.
Diabetes.
Because diabetes, when you're, if you have too much high blood pressure or lower, I'm sorry, high sugar level, high blood sugar and lower sugar levels, you can pass out. And there are records of people passing out, hitting counters, being in the bathroom, hitting porcelain, like, and they're breaking bones. They're giving themselves concussions. Like, things can happen to you that you could avoid.
It's called diabetic coma.
Yeah.
People,
you can lose your limbs.
You can lose your limbs. You can have neuropathy in your feet and your hands.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many health risks that go along with it that
you can't drive. We know people that have neuropathy in their hands and feet and because of diabetes, and they can't drive anymore.
Yep.
Is that something that you want?
I don't think so. Not for me.
Fuck that.
I like driving.
Yeah. I like getting to places.
Yeah.
Like if I had a transporter, I'd use it, but I don't.
Yeah, I know. That'd be really nice for all the traveling.
Hurry up, science.
Yeah. Get there. Get there soon. Okay. So the next thing that people say goes along with the story. That's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love it.
So there is, that's a lot of food, which triggers people that have eating disorders.
Yeah. Are you going to eat all that? That's a one I got all the time.
Yep. And then it goes directly with bariatrics. Don't comment on people's fucking food.
Nope. Why are you only eating little bits?
My eyes are bigger than my stomach 90% of the time. I will fill my plate and I will eat a quarter of it. But nobody should have the right to say, you're going to eat all that?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm actually not, but I just feel better when I have a full plate. Like, I'm actually not going to eat all that. We actually went to dinner last night and we had Chinese food. Mm-hmm. And our favorite thing to order, me and Zach, is Szechuan beef.
Okay.
So fucking good. But I had crab puff before that. I actually had two because they fucked up our food the first time around. They made it spicy. And we specifically say, no spicy.
Yeah, Kelly can't
handle it. No spicy. And the lady dropped it down on the table and I was like, Zach, you'll have to tell me if that's spicy because that smells fucking spicy.
Oh, when it smells, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and then the waitress tried telling us, oh, well, that's just how it is. And we're like, nah, bitch. We eat here all the time and we get no spicy. And we fucking get no spicy.
Check your fucking menu. You can have no spicy.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I wrote it on the ticket. Oh, well, as long as you wrote it on the ticket.
I don't
I still can't fucking eat it.
Okay, here's the thing. This is the thing I don't understand about waiters at all, or waitresses.
Servers.
Servers. There you go. Servers.
Servers.
Is why are we having this conversation?
Yeah. If I say it's spicy and I ask for no spicy, take it the fuck back and get me one that's not spicy.
Yeah. Don't make excuses. Don't tell me what you did or didn't do. I don't care.
I don't care what you did. I'm just not mad at you. I'm just saying this isn't what I ordered.
Like, hey, not a problem. Sorry that happened. Let's take it back. Get you a new one. Doesn't have to be anything more than that.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Sorry. It was a whole thing. But
drives me crazy.
I had the two crab puffs and then I had a couple pieces of beef and I was full.
Yeah.
And so I was like, so that was all I ate. But can you imagine like eating that and have somebody across the table? Is that all you're gonna eat?
Is that it?
That's it. Are you healthy doing that?
I mean, I think it's funny when like the servers come around and, and
that
they're
happened
like
too.
They're like, do you not like it? Is something wrong?
Every time. Every single time.
It actually happened, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but when we were in Dallas with Dr. Joe and Heather, the last day we went to breakfast.
Yeah.
And we actually took a photo of all the plates and what it looked like when you take bariatric patients out. But I believe the waiter asked if we were okay.
Yeah.
Because Was the food okay? Because it was a fucking bomb ass place, but we can't eat that much.
But we shared.
Me and you shared.
Yeah. Yeah. But we still didn't eat a full.
We still didn't even eat the full of what we got.
No, not at all. So yeah. And she actually did comment on it. She was like, oh, was everything okay with the food? Like, was it still too spicy? And I looked at her and I knew Zach was getting irritated. I was like, we both had weight loss surgery. We can't eat a whole lot.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, how much did you lose? And I was like,
all of the weight.
Well, he lost 220. I lost about 100. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like unnecessary comments.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to figure it out because as a waiter, as a server, you want to make sure that the food was good.
Correct.
But then also don't comment on my fucking food.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, because you can just come around like they normally do when you have bites in your mouth and they like to ask you questions why your mouth is full.
Yeah.
And they always ask, how is everything? If no one comments that it's bad, then leave it be.
You know what? If Joelle is listening to this,
Joelle,
you're a server.
Give us some tips.
Give us some tips on how to respond to that. Or do you feel like it's not okay? Do you
handle
that? Yeah. I'd like to know. So Joelle. Let us know.
She is Virtuous Mama on Instagram.
Virtuous BSG Mama.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yep. We love her.
She's so cute.
We love her and her husband.
She's her kid. Oh my God. They're so great. Okay, so the next one is, and we are all guilty of saying this.
Okay.
I was bad today. I have to compensate by not eating.
Yep. Been there.
I have actually not ate purposely all day because I knew I was going to the melting pot.
Oh, yeah. I know that we've done both. We're like, we don't eat all day so we can have that big meal with our friends and family and eat whatever we want. You know, like that's,
it doesn't work.
And then
like
every
that.
Time I'm like, I'm already full. Yeah, because you didn't eat. It's fine. Or the opposite of where we eat a shit ton in the morning and then we're like, nope, skipping lunch and breakfast or lunch and dinner.
So I think it's a pattern. So you don't eat all day so you can eat the meal at night. Then you're quote unquote bad by eating that meal. So then we don't eat at all the next day.
Yeah.
Or the week whatever.
Whatever you do. Whatever your
eating minimum.
Yeah.
Because of that food that you had from not eating all day.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But
we do it. We're punishing ourselves.
We are. And we have to get ourselves out of saying that because it is triggering for people with eating disorders.
Yeah.
Like, we should not be rewarding ourselves with food.
Correct.
We should not be. And I'm guilty of it. I still sometimes will say it like, what? Oh, I deserve this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it should be like, it's there and I want it. So I'm going to have it, but I'm not going to let it affect my future meals.
Yeah. You're like, I get to have this.
Yes.
It's not about deserving or being deprived. It's about getting it.
It's there.
It's just there.
And we should never compensate by punishing ourselves for eating something that is not nutrient dense.
Yeah.
That is our new term. It's not bad. It's not good. It's nutrient dense, not nutrient dense.
Yeah, that's it.
So a donut is not nutrient dense.
Correct.
But I like a donut and I'm going to have one.
Right. Every once in a while, we're going to have a donut.
Yeah. So, I mean,
2 weeks ago, we had a couple donuts. Might have been last week. I don't know which week.
A day. That was a day.
Oh, that was a day.
Yeah, that was a day.
Yeah.
And we got some donuts.
We did. Bomb.
Some. And that's fine.
That was one day.
It was one day. And we didn't punish ourselves for the rest of the day because we had a donut.
No.
That's the whole key. But we have to stop saying, I was bad. Food is not bad or good.
I ate something bad. Mm-hmm. Now I feel bad. No.
Yep.
Stop feeling bad.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Let's get this whole sentence out of our vocabulary.
And remember, it's non-dense food versus, what is it?
Nutrient dense and non-nutrient dense.
There you go. Yeah. Nutrient dense, non-nutrient dense. Just remember that. Not bad or good. Just nutrient.
And I'm going to write something down.
She is. Because that way she doesn't forget. Because that's what we do.
Okay. So the next. I was kind of echoey. The next sentence, because the mic was not in front of my mouth, is this is something that happened last night also.
Okay.
How much do you weigh?
Whoa. Someone asked you how much you weighed?
The waitress. Asking how much I lost. Yeah. How much do you weigh now?
Okay. I thought that was a golden rule to never ask someone how much they weigh.
People do it, though.
Like, it's ballsy.
So here's the thing that I've come across a couple times is when you have weight loss surgery and you tell people about it, they think that that is free reign to ask all of the questions.
Yeah.
How much did you lose? How did you do it? How do you feel now? How much do you weigh? Like, these are things that unless you're close to me, I'm not going to answer.
Yeah.
I'll give you the short answer, but I'm not because like last night I was like not in the mood to do it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nope, I've lost 100. He's lost 220. That's it.
Peace. Have a good day.
That's all I'm going to answer.
Yeah. Like,
if you have questions about the actual surgery.
Right.
Sure. But I'm not going to sit there and tell you how much I weigh. Like, I will talk about it when I want to talk about it, not when you ask the question.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
And I think we come across it with friends and family a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact that they are family and friends. And so they think that they get a special pass.
Yes. They always think they get a special pass.
And it's still triggering.
Because it still happens in your brain, regardless of who says it. It's the words. It's not the person.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to remember, like, dissociate those two things.
Yes.
Like, they are separate.
They are separate.
Yeah.
And there are some people that I feel totally comfortable saying, like, how much I weigh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like,
we're on a fucking podcast. Like, we're going to talk about what I weigh all the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of, like, I want to change it to not how much do you weigh, what size do you wear, all of that. I want to change it to, like, how do you feel?
Yeah. Because that's really what matters.
Yeah.
Because the whole point a lot of us did this for is health reasons. So how you're feeling is such a better question.
I completely agree.
How do you feel now? Because I remember meeting well, not meeting, but seeing finally my brother-in-law that had the surgery. Mm-hmm. And my instant question was like, oh my God, how do you feel now? Like, are you good? Yeah. Are you having any problems? Like, yeah, any struggles? And it was never like, how much do you weigh?
No, like, because that's
how much have you lost?
That's not
how big were you?
A gauge for.
Do you remember those?
How big were you? Yeah, I've gotten that a couple times. I mean, sometimes I'll volunteer it and I'll be like, I was 265 and now I'm blah, 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 blah.
I always say, believe it or not, I used to be 308.
Yeah,
pounds.
You do say that all the time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Yeah. Yeah. So I just think that we need to push off. And I battle this on a daily basis. Like, my weight does not. How do I want to say this?
Define
me. It is not, well, it doesn't define me, but it's not a gauge for how well I'm doing.
Okay.
So, because I weigh more now than I did at my lowest.
Yes.
But I feel better now than I did at my lowest.
Correct.
So it is not always like, I used to think that you just got down as low as you possibly could. And that was going to be your.
And that means you're so happy.
You're so happy. And that's your like happy place. It's not. And I think I hear it a lot with people that they're saying like, I only lost 80 pounds and I really like to get down to this weight. And it's like, but do you? How do you feel now? Because that's the big thing. Deal. Mm-hmm. That's the gauge.
Right.
It's not the weight. So because you can get down to 160. So say you're 300 pounds, you got one down to 160, but you're not happy.
Right.
So then that needs to correlate something else.
It really does.
So
that has to.
Stop asking people how much they weigh. That's the end of this.
What's next? Because I think a lot of this, too, is like relating to mental health. So what I'd like to say, why Kel brings up the next one, is to understand that when you're in this journey, you do need help and you do need a therapist. And I need to go get mine. And I'm actually at a point where I can actually like sign up for one. I'm excited about it because I do miss having someone to just dump what's going on with me with no judgments.
Well, and you've been going through a lot. I mean, I feel like you need to download.
There's so much. I'm going to feel bad for my next therapist for that first couple weeks.
There's so much to say. It is. There's a lot to say, but don't feel bad. Like, that's what they're there for.
I know. I always feel guilty for my own problems.
Well, I'm telling you, knock it the fuck off.
Okay.
Don't feel guilty. That's what they're there for.
That is exactly what they're there for.
Yeah. So there's one more sentence.
Okay.
I can't believe you ate that. I wish I'd let myself eat that. Have that.
Ooh.
I have not had this happen to me.
I haven't either.
But I feel like.
I feel like I can see a snooty Karen say that.
I feel like that's not food critics. What is the word?
Food. I don't know what you're trying to
judgy
say.
Judgy people that judge your food. What is it?
Oh, judgy people term. That judge your food.
Yeah. You know the term. And as soon as I think of it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. But Read it again. What did it say?
I can't believe you ate that. I wish I'd let myself have that. So the underlying message to it is that still we're saying that that there are certain foods that are good and there are certain foods that are bad.
And those are not true.
And we need to stop. Stop saying it altogether. We need to get it out.
Well, and the fact that they're pointing out what they're doing is they're actually like down, almost like downgrading you or degrading you. Because it's like you let yourself have that and I won't let myself even have
that. Well, and I'm thinking back to when we had Shelby's birthday and you had that cake and I didn't have any.
Right.
I would have never looked at you and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're eating that.
I would never let myself do that.
I would never let myself
that. That is such a fucking rude thing to say.
It is a really rude thing to say.
It really is. I can just see like just.
You can pinpoint somebody in your brain that would say it. I have exactly one that would say it.
Yeah. And you're just like.
I can't let myself have that.
I just would not. I would just. No, what I can hear right now is I would just never let myself do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck your face.
Yeah. We're all allowed to have the food that we want to have.
It's okay. Karen or whatever your fucking name is. I'm sure you went home and fucking ate all the shit in your house too, just like all of us fucking do. Like when you know when moms are like, oh, I mean, they just eat me out of house. No, it's house us. Home. It's owls. It's literally us. Like, we are just, some of us are just bingers.
Yeah. Yep. And not that it's okay. We're not condoning it. You need help with that.
Yeah.
But I want to call it out.
Yeah. I've done a binging like last week. It wasn't like a, it was insane. I felt like I was going a little funky because I like had, there was a donut that was out, ate it. Like Nene and them brought me they just had a Hershey bar with almonds in the fridge, ate it. Fucking, I had a Built Bar puff, ate it. Like any, I had crackers. I did. Like there was salt and crackers, ate it. Like I was just like,
but I think
it was all over. I was like, I need all of the things.
Right? I've been through that though.
It's so like, wild. And I felt like I could not get full for the life of me. I was like, I could shove yes. more in here. I ended up having the last thing I ate was frosted mini wheats.
We hear this a lot in the Benchies group.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know what Benchies are our patrons. Support group, our patrons. They sign up for a certain tier on patreon.com/OSLP. And then they are admitted into our Facebook support group. And it's so nice because everybody's just there helping and so sweet. And like they're, it's just a good solid group. It's not like those other Facebook groups that, and most people in the group have said that they deleted all of them except for the Benchy group. So if you want to sign up, go over to Patreon and, $7 or higher and you get admitted into the tier. Okay. So I've heard that a lot in our Benchies group. Like, what's wrong with me? I feel like I'm a human dumpster. I can't get full. Like,
can't get full.
There are certain days where you're just, and you got to think about what you're eating. Okay. Because everything that you said, donut, mm-hmm. Hershey bar with almonds,
yeah.
shredded mini wheat,
crackers.
And other than the Built Bar, there was no protein in any of that.
Nope. So nothing's getting like, nothing's dense. It's just fucking sliding in.
Yeah, that's why they're called slider foods. They just whoop, go right down.
It's real.
So if you had started it with a steak, I guarantee you would not have felt like that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Or if you had had like your chicken salad mm-hmm. or something with a like ooh, which jam
we should make
with,
soon.
We should make that for today.
Yeah.
Jam packed with protein.
Yeah.
Protein, dense protein keeps you full longer. So if you feel like you are a human dumpster and you're just like, you cannot get full, write down what you ate.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I had crackers and a donut and a Hershey bar with almonds. Well, of course I'm not getting full. I'm not eating anything with protein.
No, I'm eating all sliders.
Have a protein shake or go to that nutrient dense food,
yes.
steak, chicken, any of that. And that's going to keep you more than likely.
It will
keep you full.
It will. It is just like, you know, some of those at those moments.
Oh, I know. I'm not judging at all.
Those protein dense foods definitely aren't cutting the taste. You're just like, don't care. Don't want it.
Yep. I mean, there's been times before Mounjaro that I ate 3 Built Bars in a day.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't. I just can't get full. I'm just snacking and eating all these things. And it's like, well, duh, Kelly.
Yeah.
Eat something
you're
dense.
Snacking. Eat something dense.
Yeah. Eat something dense. And then that will keep you full longer. So that is my tip for everybody that feels like Mel did on that day.
Yeah.
Because if you think back, like realistically, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was able to eat so much.
Pretty much.
And not feel full.
And not feel full.
Yeah.
And that's why they push protein right in the beginning, because they want you to stay full longer.
Yeah.
So you have to stay on that forever.
Forever.
Protein, nutrient dense. Okay,
got it.
So these are some things that you find out about yourself going through eating disorder therapy or bariatrics. Mm-hmm. You learn these things because you are not aware. You're not self-aware before
Correct.
Surgery.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you are not self-aware. Mm-mm. I will say there are some people that are. I want to preface that. But the majority of us, we were not self-aware. So something that I found and I was like, oh, that's a thing mm-hmm. is when I was binging, it was because I was not feeling emotionally or physically supported or like,
yep.
What is it? My physical and emotional needs were not met.
Oh, yeah. That's guaranteed what happened last week.
So if you think about it, you're probably going through a lot. Mm-hmm. There's some things happening. You're not feeling supported. You're going to more than likely have a binge.
Yeah. It's going to happen. Yeah. Unfortunately.
And the only way that I found to pull myself out of it is journaling.
Yeah.
Talk to a friend that understands.
Over here.
Or like get yourself out of the zone. Mm-hmm. Like go on a walk, go to the gym, like do something where you're not surrounded by food.
Yeah.
And that you can, I find like when you go on a walk or you go to the gym or you're journaling, you're taking yourself out of whatever you're feeling and you're kind of putting it into what you're doing.
I agree.
And so it kind of like blocks that and you're more self-aware mm-hmm. of what you're doing when you take yourself out.
It's like a mindset switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Because what did that one say? Like, what's the whole thing?
If I don't eat regularly, I physically, emotionally don't feel good. Skipping a meal intentionally or even unintentionally is a trigger for me because it puts me in a bad mood and I get too hungry. Being in a bad mood or being too hungry is an open invitation for binges. You basically want to eat more regularly.
Well, and it so not only opens up the potential for a binge, I think it also opens up a potential for like your whole day just being a problem, whether that's with mm-hmm. your friends or your family, your coworkers, mm-hmm. like what you're doing is actually affecting other people around you. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a bad mood, you might take that out on someone and you don't mean to. Like we've done it to each other. It sucks. Like when we feel bad afterwards.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it. We don't want to do that. So like if you can prevent it as much as possible, mm-hmm. we highly recommend.
Yeah. Because, and I think really getting intentional movement in.
Yeah.
And then also seeing a therapist, because I think if you have had or have an eating disorder or have gone through bariatric surgery, you need to see a therapist.
You do.
You just do. Like, sorry, Charlie, but you gotta go.
Yeah.
And I put it off for a long time. Mel's put it off for a long time. But I feel healthier when I am doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And that's not just eating.
Correct.
That is seeing a therapist, speaking with my dietitian, eating meals with regular protein in it. You know, all of those things, intentional movement, all of those things create a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. And that's why we always say never give up, because as long as you're trying in all the facets, mm-hmm. you're going to do better than you would have if you didn't.
Yeah.
So don't just pick
one. I think that it's hard because in my mind before it was like, if I could just eat healthy, right? Then I'll be fine.
If I could just get my water in.
If I could just talk to a therapist. Yeah.
If I could just.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so don't pick one, like try hard in all aspects, mm-hmm. but make sure you're getting all four or five of them. Or I think there's actually 10 that the pillars of bariatrics. Wasn't there 10?
10 pillars.
Yeah. 7 pillars. I don't know. I will find that.
Isn't it 5? Isn't it water, protein, movement, sleep, vitamins? The 5 pillars.
Is that 5?
Yeah.
I feel like there's more to that. I mean, Say them again.
Okay. So water,
uh-huh.
protein.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. You just made me lose them.
Sorry.
Okay. Hold on. It's all water, protein. I know sleep and vitamins and
intentional movement.
Intentional movement. Yeah. It's 5.
But therapy's not in there.
No, that's because they don't think. Remember, like for a long time. Yeah, but
didn't we make our own pillars?
I believe so. Maybe.
And I think there was like 7.
I think there's 7.
Okay. We'll look it up. There's an episode on it. We'll link it below.
Yeah.
So I think that like as long as you're trying in all pillars.
Yeah.
Like you may not hit 100% on all of them, but you're touching on all of them. Eventually it will build to 100%.
Exactly. Okay. Or even if like. You get 80s on everything.
Yeah, that's you're still so better off. So much
better than 0.
Yeah.
Please, people.
You can't put it all into food.
No.
Like, there is a lot that you have to do. Just like before surgery, when you had to do all the different steps, right? Same after. You still have to do all the steps.
And I think that, like, hey, think about it this way, too. So, after surgery, you have to do these things. Mm-hmm. These 7 things that we think it's 7.
Yeah.
And you need to do them. You need to do them regularly.
Yes.
Now, we were technically supposed to be doing these things mm-hmm. prior to surgery, But the reason why we had to have surgery, one of the reasons, is because we weren't doing this, because we weren't aware. We weren't self-aware. We didn't give two shits because no one gave two shits. No one cared enough to tell us that we were doing shit wrong. You know, we were just shoving food in our face and hoping it would work. Mm-hmm. And we knew we needed to work out. But we're like, but I walked today. That's enough. Right. Yeah. Like, we didn't understand the whole concept.
Yeah.
But now that we're in the know
and we're self-aware
and we're self-aware, now we can do those things. But understand, it's stuff that we were already supposed to do. I don't want you to think that this is new things.
This is not new.
This is not new information. Yeah, this is, as a human being, when you get born, these are the things that need to be happening.
Yeah.
Just FYI. Yeah.
So I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So say you've had bariatric surgery, which we have.
Yep.
And you see a friend of yours going down the same path.
Yes. I've had talks.
How?
It's awkward.
Okay. So I think that we should do an episode on that.
We should.
On how you talk to your friends about it. Because I actually have a couple of them. And I think that that would be a good thing for us to talk about.
Yeah. I think we need to help others know that, one, the conversation is okay to have. Mm-hmm. Two, there is a way to do it where people don't feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
And three, that they need to know that you care.
Yeah.
So I think we can do it. I think we can definitely do an episode because it is very important.
You were shoving food in your mouth and nobody was saying anything.
Yeah.
You were gaining and nobody was saying anything.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about it.
We need to talk about it.
Okay. So
next
episode, that's our topic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's
heard
go.
It here, people.
You heard it here first. Cause I just, yeah.
Did
just
you write that down?
Probably.
Let's write that down. Cause that's a good one. Cause we have answered other people's questions with that, with family and friends, like how to bring it up, because some people have like really abrasive parents, grandparents. We're noticing brothers and sisters are a lot nicer and easier. But what we have noticed is daughters and sons being upset, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It was actually more daughters than sons. Sons are interesting.
So the other one is, and this is something that I found in before I had surgery. And I didn't quite understand it.
Okay.
So diet or guilt-free food versions of food never satisfy me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I am eating like diet food, and I put quotation marks around that, did you lose your pen?
Yeah. She knew exactly what I was looking for. You keep talking.
Oh my God.
I think I just need to stand up.
I think that like, I didn't quite understand that like buying the Halo Top ice cream she found it. It was on her desk. When I was eating those foods, I was never fully satisfied.
Okay.
Now, if I just had the ice cream, I would have been satisfied.
All right.
So, and I think that's something that like, there are hacks to different foods. So like, I enjoy eating Built Bars. Mm-hmm. I like them.
I enjoy them.
The puffs.
They're so much easier to eat.
They are. They don't get stuck in your teeth like crazy. But I think that like, I enjoy eating Built Bar puffs. If I was saying, and the Berry Life ones, those are my two go-to guys.
Okay.
But if I'm going to eat, say, a Quest bar that I don't really like, and I'm just trying to like get around the craving of eating a candy bar, I might as well fucking just eat the candy bar because I'm never going to feel satisfied. So I'm going to have, and I know we've talked about this on past episodes.
We have.
So you eat the Quest bar, you're not fully satisfied. So then you go to the crackers and then you go to
we talked about this with Kayla.
Yep. Yeah. Like there's
all of a sudden you just added, like, I think when she like calculated, it was almost like 600 extra calories. If you would have just had the one
candy
item
bar for 200 calories, you would have been fine.
Yep.
So think about that, because
sometimes it's worth it.
I've learned that about myself after surgery, that diet foods aren't going to satisfy me unless I'm putting it in a certain way. So like when I would do early on in my journey, I would do the taco salad.
Yes.
We would put cabbage on it.
Yep.
But I enjoyed that.
It was
so
good.
I felt satisfied by having the cabbage instead of chips,
right,
or doing Quest chips, adding them to your taco salad. You're getting that little extra protein. You're getting that crunch and everything. But if you don't enjoy having that,
then it's
not going to do any good for you. Like you have to enjoy and you have to put the foods, the diet, more diet culture foods in an intentional way that you will actually feel satisfied. 1,000%. So that's something I've definitely learned on this journey. So let's see. Okay, so this is a good one. The eating disorders or the binge eating, however you want to view it, food addiction, will always be there. But you are strong enough to manage the symptoms. That's
correct. We can do it. We totally can.
You're strong enough that you put yourself first.
Yep.
You're strong enough that you went through surgery. You're strong enough to get, you know, deal with all the things that you have to deal with after surgery. You are strong enough to manage it. Some days you probably won't be, and that's okay.
Yeah. Like, understand with food, this is what I've learned about myself, is that you're gonna, like, food addiction is different than the other addictions. I think here's the one big thing. Well, two big things is one that we have to eat.
We have to eat to live.
We have to eat to live.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we have to constantly know it's okay to relapse, because you're going to relapse no matter what, because we have to eat to live. And it's very unrealistic to think that we're never going to have the items that we enjoy again.
Yes. And I think that that was something that I learned after, because in my mind, I was never eating sugar again.
Nope.
I was never eating carbs again. I was never doing these things. I know,
she literally thought she was never going to eat ice cream. She didn't think that she was going to have. Yeah, in my brain,
I had just made it okay.
All the things that like you love was now not going to happen.
Yes.
But not true. Not true.
So it is not true. I definitely eat carbs now. I definitely eat sugar now. Mm-hmm. I just do it in an intentional way.
It's just different.
It's just different.
Yeah, you can still do it. It's just different. Like when I hung out with a friend yesterday and he straight up told me like he does only eat one big dense meal a day.
That's Margo, Zach's mom.
The same thing.
Same thing. She eats one meal a day.
Yeah. And it's fine for him.
Yep.
Like he burns enough calories throughout the day with the exercise he does that it's just one meal a day.
I mean, you find what works for you. There's no reason why any, and I think that's the whole kind of premise of this, is don't judge anybody for the things that they're doing.
No.
We're all doing the best that we fucking can in this situation, on your journey. You've never had weight loss surgery before. You don't know what you're getting into. Mm-mm. People can describe it to you, but you don't know until you're actually going through it, because it is different for every single person. So be nice. Don't judge. And if you don't have anything nice to say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Be kind to one another.
Be kind. Do better, people. Yeah. Okay. So the very last one, and then we will let you guys go, is having an eating disorder or a binge disorder or food addiction, whatever you have, does not mean that there is something wrong with you.
No.
And I want to do this as the last one, because I really feel like I felt when I had my eating disorder that there was something wrong with me.
I'm going to say that one more time, that there's nothing wrong with you.
So just because you have an eating disorder, binge disorder, food addiction, whatever there is, or you have to have bariatric surgery, or you have to go on a GLP-1 medication, there is nothing wrong with you.
No.
There is nothing wrong with you. You are a human. And with human beings, there are things that happen.
Yeah, we're not perfect beings. So things fucking happen. Mm-hmm. And all you can do is address it and move on.
And try to address it as you live your life.
Yeah. While you're here.
There is nothing wrong with you. I think that is one of the biggest things I've learned since going through therapy. Mm-hmm. That if I stayed at that higher weight, yes, I was not happy at that weight, but there was nothing wrong with me at that higher weight.
No.
I was not bad. I was not evil. I was not,
you still cared about people. Yeah. You're still lovable. You're still funny. You still want to do things for others. Like the weight didn't change that. That's your core.
That's my core qualities. That's
your core being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you if you have I feel like a trash can day.
Right.
Or you the had trash to panda. Have a trash panda day. Like there are going to be days like that. And I like that you were talking about how the fact that like we're going to relapse over and over again. Like food is...
Be prepared for it.
Food is everywhere.
Yeah. It's like, I know I... And this is just like a side note, squirrel moment, but it, I feel like it works here. So it's just like the conversation with you and Katie. How like... I know people think it's sad the way that I kind of like set up my brain to work sometimes, but it's the same thing with the relapsing. Knowing that you're going to relapse, mm-hmm. it's comforting to me. It's like, okay, I know
where you're going with this. Okay.
So same difference when I feel like, because life's hard. You're going to get heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Things are going to suck. Mm-hmm. And I like to enjoy the moment and the time that I have with the person I'm hanging out with. Mm-hmm. That's why I value my time a lot. That's why one of my love languages is quality time. Mm-hmm. Because like, We don't get time back.
Yeah.
So I don't care that I might get my heart broken in a year, 2 years, whatever it is, because I just want to appreciate the time that I have. And it's the same thing with food. Appreciate your time that you're mm-hmm. doing well on. Mm-hmm. Like celebrate yourself. Mm-hmm. Understand you're doing something amazing. And then when you their relapse happens, just don't hurt yourself or dwell mm-hmm. on it. Let it pass. Let it happen. Feel the feelings and then get back on the train.
And you are not, there's nothing wrong
with you. And there's nothing wrong with you for that. There's just nothing wrong with you. Yeah. You're just a person that's trying to live mm-hmm. in this crazy ass world.
Yep. And you are enough.
You are enough. And it doesn't fucking matter what mm-hmm. that scale says, as long as you're trying.
As long as you try to hit all of those pillars every single day. Just the cool thing is we get a fresh start. Every single day.
Every day.
Every day we get a fresh start. And you can always try to hit all of those things every single day. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, cool. And just wake up the next day and just try all over again. Because eventually you're going to hit all of them.
Yeah.
If you're intentionally trying to hit all of those goals, you will eventually hit all of them.
And when you do, you're going to feel amazing.
Yes. Like amazing. It's been really hard for me to keep my protein up. Because half the time I'm not fucking hungry and nothing sounds good. And that's another topic that we were going to talk about that I had in my head was how to deal with the days that you do not feel hungry, do not want to eat. Mm. Nothing sounds good. So that's
Kelly lives that on a daily.
Daily. So, and we just had a question about it.
Yeah.
In our messages. And so our DMs. So I definitely want to talk about that in a later episode.
Good. Because I feel like that's needed.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's needed. But I think like starting this out, like I have a hard time hitting my protein goal, but I know that I'm hitting my water every day. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm getting my vitamins every single day. I move around. I'm not just sitting in one spot the whole day.
Yeah, you're not looking at walls.
No. I'm not. So as long as I'm trying and I try to get sleep.
Yeah.
So
you work on that all the time.
We work on these things. It doesn't mean that we're hitting them all perfectly all the time because we are not perfect. Just like you're not perfect.
Yep.
But it doesn't make us less
of a person. Yeah.
Because you're not hitting all those goals.
Exactly. So I love it.
All right. That was a good episode.
Well, that was a good episode. Yeah. All right, everybody. You know the drill. Go to jbyawards.com. Get your tickets to the freaking badass award show that you're ever going to go to. Hello.
Yeah. Wait.
And then go to rclivepodcast.com. Sign up for that newsletter. You get a free ebook.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
And lastly, if you want a free way to support your girls, you go over to YouTube. It's already on your phone. Click the button. Type in RCLive Podcast. We are the only ones. Subscribe and hit the bell. And then you guys actually get to watch us do the podcast on YouTube every Tuesday.
Yeah. So,
look at that.
She said it in like one breath.
I know. I can do this shit.
Wow. Okay. So go do all the things. And guess what? We love you guys. And we will see you next time. Bye. Hey, listeners. If you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcasts. And don't forget to go over to patreon.com/OSLP for all your support needs.
That's right. And we even have our own website. So go over to rslevipodcast.com, sign up for our newsletter, get that free ebook, and then don't forget to get your merch. And also, we're on YouTube, guys. So type in our name, hit that bell, and hit subscribe, and you're going to see our lovely faces every single Tuesday. So thank you for listening to RSLevipodcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.